sweetest friends. This year should be Luli Nishmas, Elisha Chanina, Ben Harav Aaron Avram, and Luli Nishmas Ephraim Ben Shmuel, Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel. In the Mishnah and Kalim, Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph, it says Tzemer Gemalim Tzemer Rechelim Shatarf and Zebazef. You mixed in the wool of Gemalim and the wool of Rechelim, the wool of together with Pishtan. So the wool of Gemalim being permitted and the wool of Rechelim being forbidden. And you mixed the Tzemer Gemalim and Tzemer Rechelim together and you made this garment. So if Rov is Gemalim, then it's Mutter, and if Rov is Rechelim, then it's Aser. If it's 50-50, Mechza, Mechza, says the Mishnah Kalayim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, it's Aser. We have a similar Mishnah in Kalim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalid, that if you have Barzel Tame, you have impure Barzel that you mixed in with Barzel Tar, either from Shivrei Kalim, or you melted them down and mixed them together, various perushim in the Rishonim. So if you have this impure iron that you mix it in with the pure iron, if the rov is tame, it's tame. If the rov is tar, it's tar. And if it's mechta, mechta, it's tame. So you see that you go after the rov. The Mishnah Achronim, the Pharisee Israel, learned that it's midin bitl barov. And they said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says min b'mina lo batil, so then why is it batil barov? And they also asked that it's a davar shesh lamatirin, because you could put it in the mikvah, and then it'll become mutter. So how are you allowed to follow the rov if it's a davar shesh lamatirin? So the explanation is that it's not midin bitl barov, it's that the shame kli is established based on the rov. Rubo tar, it's tar. Rov of the beged is rechelim, it's considered rechelim, etc. So, and this is also learned from the pasuk Achar Rav Lahatos, that you go after the rov kli and the rov beged. Again, not midin bitl, but midin the shame kli and the shame beged is established to feed the rov. Ubechrech shukach, sherei hamiut nikar. The miut is nikar, and there's no tar roves. If, let's say, you're talking about shivrei kelim, or you're talking about an abeged, so you can see the miut. So if you could see the miut, then there's no bittel, because the miut is nikar. And also it's heter beheter, and some rishonim say heter beheter is not bottle. So writes in the Kovetz in Yanim of a Gon Rav David Rappaport, say chetzadik levrach and simen zayin, to ben goyim bekelim, enu midin bittel barov. It can't be, because of what we mentioned, midin bittel barov, el toli b'shem beged o kli, b'shem beged o kli toli b'chashivus, v'lachin azlin basa rov, v'lein midin bittel barov. It's not midin bittel barov, it's midin, the shem beged o kli is established based on the rov. So writes the Chazon Ish, Negoim, Simon Aleph, Sivkan Tesvav, Besofo, Ulufiza Nira, the Afi Makir, Semer Rechelim, Mizbatel, Shankan Bittel Gufo, Ela Shain Ochashuv, Matve, Kevin Shum Miut. So he also says that even if he's Makir, the Semer Rechelim is still going to be Batel, because it's not Pshat that the Gufo is Mizbatel. It itself becomes Batel. Just, it's not considered Choshev anymore. We go after the Rove. And so writes the Kovetz Ha'aris, Simon and Tes, Sivkan and Gimel. Look also in the base of Otzer of Yosef Engel Merecha's base, who writes Ke'enze. So we have that it's we follow the Rov, which means that it's the Shem Beged is Nikbal Pia Rov. So is Mavur and Tmura, Lamedal at Amr Aleph. It says Ha'oreg Melos Asit Mitzamer Bukhor Yudalek HaBeged. That if you what weave into a garment, Melo Asit is the space between one's thumb and his finger. So if you're Ma'oreg Melos Asit, from the tzemer of a bechor, which is aser bahana, so then the beged has to be burnt. Misar nazir peter chamor b'sak, and if you put the seir nazir and peter chamor, which is also aser bahana, on a sack, so gam yidalek a sack, it should be burnt. Frak the gemara v'libatul beruva, or let it be batul berov, u'mukminan lay, and we establish it that it's talking about a tzipor. The Rashi says that you wove a dmus tzipor, the form of a bird, and that's miyapa lekule beged, it makes the beautifies the beged, and therefore it's not batel, but otherwise it would have been batel in the beged. And it's mashma that it's talking about where it's nicker, and it's recognizable even though it's batel. And that's the reason is because you not bitl barov, but you follow the, it's nikbal shem harov. So if it wasn't miyape lekule beged, if it wasn't going to beautify the whole beged, then it would be, we would follow the rov, even if you put from the semer b'chor, or seir nazir, or peter chamor. So if not for the fact that it was miyape, it would be nikba al pi arov, even though it's nikker. And that's also what we learn in Orla, Perakemel Mishnah Beis, that if you're tzoveh melosit, certain amount, you'd soveh again, melosit, the distance between the thumb and the finger, that amount, beklipe orla, which is aserbana, and then you wove it into a beged. It's the same idea that if it's small enough, then the beged is going to, then it's going to be nikba based on the rove of the beged. Shem Hatseva, Nikba Lefi Ruvo. It says there that Hatseveh Melo Hasit, so if you're Tseveh Chut, that's length is Melo Hasit, Karochav Bein Etzba La'ama. Beklipe Orla, Kagon b'tzeva asu miklipe ramonim shel orla, so arogo b'beged, and then you wove the beged. Some say that meloasit is etzba ba'ama, and some say it's etzba nagudal, but whatever the exact size is, if you wove it into the beged, v'en yadua ezehu, and then you don't know which one is that chut that was colored by the klipe orla. So if Meir says idolek habeged, it has to be burned. And Chum say yale ve'echad u'masayim. So if it can be batel ve'echad u'masayim shar chutei habeged, as long as you have 200 against it. So, again, if you go with our mahalach, that it's not midin bittel, but it's midin the shem habeged is nikba, based on the rov, if you have a big enough rov. So if it's melo asit, then it's not nikba anymore based on the other color. But if it's less, then it's nikba based on the color that the non-orla, what was colored with non-orla. That's enough of a rove, but if it's melo hasit, then it's not enough of a rove anymore. According to the other opinion, you need 200. So that's a chiddush, that normally we go after the rove, and here it's going to be 200. Got to be more than 200 times. So it has to be batel b'matayim. So again, if you hold it's bitl, so then we understand there's a shear by orla of matayim. But if you hold it that it's nikbal pi arov, and for that you need more than 200, you need 200 times, so that's a bigger chiddush. And like this yisod, we also see, as is brought in the Sefer Derech Deya, very nice Sefer, Simen Tesvav, in Rashi and Sukkah, that Chamsim Rubin Tzilset has more sun than shade, the Sukkah's puzzle, Rashi says, because the Muat is Batul Barov. It's mostly sun, and that's Mevatel, the shade part. Arei Kumisha Eino. It's like it's not there. Ve'al Shema Schach, Kuriya Sukkah, based on the, because it's called Schach, it's based on the name Schach, it's called the Sukkah. And what Rashi means to say is, that even though it's nikker, and you see the makom hamesukach, so what's shaykh that it should be batel barova sukkah she'ena mesukeches, that doesn't have schach? So bevada it's not in bitel barov, elamidin, that's so you establish the name. If it's Rov Tzel, then it's considered a proper sukkah. It has Misakech. And if it's not Rov Tzel, if it's Rov Shchama, then it's Nikbal Shem that, and it's not considered proper Tzchach, kosher Tzchach. In the Chedushi Arim and Yeridei and Simen Chaf, he writes that that's also the union of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. That's, for example, if you have forbidden wine of a Nazir and it's absorbed by bread, so the Shear is the Heter is Mitzdarif to the Isser. Same idea. How can Heter be Mitzdarif to Isser? Because it's Nikva based on the Rov Isser. The Shem is Nikva based on the Rov Isser. It's Rov rainwater. It's got a little bit of she'uvim, so it's nikba based on the Rov. And it's not similar to Omen Meruba al Aparutz by Mechitzis. There it's Midin Ruba Kakula. Since Ruba is Gadur, so that's enough. Like it says in Erev and Tesvav Amid Beis, Amrachmona Gador Ruba. And l'chein l'gabei shechitas rov simanim. It's midin that the Torah says shechot ruba. But in the cases we brought earlier, it's not enough that you have a rov. Rov kli is not considered a kli. Rov beged is not considered a beged. Mikvah is not a proper mikvah. Rather there, it's midin the shame. V'zeh nikvah l'fi ha-rov. Hashem nikvah l'fi ha-rov. Brought in the Taz and Erechaim to Afresh Lamed Gimel, Sif Kot and Gimel. He asks that in the Sukkah Avir, Pachas Mi Gimel, less than 3 Tvachim of Avir, you're allowed to sleep under it because Miuta Kamandales, the rights of Lavush, that you're allowed to sleep under it is like the din of Bitl Bisurim. So to the Avir is Batal Eitzel Aschach. And this is Shver because it's Nikr, Arehu Nikr, because of Halavush. Maybe it's Halach Lamoshe Misinai. Maybe it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Even though it's nicker, maybe it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that it's batal. And not only that, minatora nicker is batal, just midrabanan it isn't, and maybe by sugo we establish it on the doraisa. And on this the Taz writes, the darba zayin aroili kasei v'loimar, you can't write such a thing. Minatora filim akiran oso, ein sarach lahashlich oso chas v'shalom, ein sarach lahashlich oso chas v'shalom lomar kein. The head yakasva tais is chulin, the menatora batal chad betray, rak be ain't no nicker. But if it's nicker, there's no bittle. So you can't say what the Levush says. And similarly writes the Prima Godim in Mishpisel Zav, Divrei Alvush Ma'irin Shal Yisrael, Tzarechi Yuntuva, Dim Kain Bidata Kol Isserim, Amartim Manim Vat, Lemenatori Nichna Vele Etzel Bits. Eitzel beis shchuta v'chadoyim v'chol shenikar v'ad ein shaych bittel. So here you have a midar rice, you have a great eitza. Take your nevela, put it next to two kosher pieces, and you're cool. Bittel. But the answer is, if it's nikar, it doesn't work. So what's pshat in the Lavush then? So Lavush doesn't really want to be medamid mamish ladin bittel b'surim. But rather it's mizbatel kibitel dekelim, that it's considered that the whole thing is misukach. Not pshat that it's, but it's nicker, so you can't have bitel. So the answer is that it's nikbal piya rov. Since the rov is misukach, it's considered that the whole sukkah is misukach. But the Tarovis Isser Beheter, you can't say this inyan that it's Nikba Shmo Lefi Ruba. So lo meboya Yavish Bi Yavish, it's Vade not Shaykh to say this, but even Lach Belach, right, if it's Yavish Bi Yavish, you can't say it's Nikba Shem Lefi Ruba, it's Yavish. But even Lach Belach, which is Mamsh mixed together, the Svar is also not Shaykh, that the Shema Ochel is Nikba Lefi Ruba. Why? Since by Yisure Hano Ve'achila, Isru Lechol Kol Gargir Ve'Gargir Mer Tarovis. So you have to come on to the din of Bittel Barov only by Kalim, Schach, or a Beged. There's one shame for the whole Heftza. So therefore you can go by the Rov. But when it comes to the Isser Achila, if you're reading Isser, you're reading Isser, so you have to come on to Bittul Barov. So the Fizefer, and for the Kasha we asked before, about Kalayim, that it's how do you say that if you mix in Tzemer Gemalim and Tzemer Rechelim, if you have a rove of Tzemer Gemalim, it's going to be Beseder. Aye. We had a kasha min bimino lo batal. So if it's min bimino lo batal, so then how's it batal here? And also we brought by kalim, barzel tome shabalum barzel tar im rov min atome tome im rov min atar tar. So mishnah in kalim yiralef mishnah dalid, and also in meseches achshirin in perik beis mishnah gimel. So how do you say you go after the rov? When it's a Darvish Shalom Atirin, you could be Tovelin in the mikvah. So based on what we said, it's very good. Because the whole Din of Rabbi Yehuda of Min Bimino Eino Batal, who Shaykh Rakbatin Bittal, that the mood is Batal Barov. But here we're not talking about that type of Dittal, we're talking about the shame. Shame is Nikba Lefi Rubo. So ain't Shum Nafka Mina, if it's Min Bimino, Min Bishaino Mino. And also it doesn't bother us that it's a Darvish Shalom Atirin. Because Shema Dar, Nikva Lefi Rubo, Rubo Heter, Umemele Gama Miut Mutter. An Afkamina would be, if it's Nikva Lefi HaRov, or if it's Bittel Barov, that if it's Nikva Lefi HaRov, you don't say the Din of Kama Kama Batel. That every little bit that's Mitzdarev becomes automatically Batel. The din of bittul barov, there's a din of kama kama batul. If you have a rove of whatever, let's say something is kosher, and then a little bit drops in which isn't, a little bit more drops in which isn't, each little bit that drops in, it becomes bittul barov. So even afterwards you have a rove, it doesn't help. Even if afterwards you have a rove of that's no good, it doesn't stare, it doesn't bother us, because there it was misbatul little by little. Each little bit became bittul. But by kalim, by schach, can't say that. That kama kama batal. In all these cases, if you have a little bit, if you have a rove that's a beseder, and then you add on a little bit that's not, and add on a little bit that's not, so you can't say kama kama batal, because you follow the shame. And whatever is the rove, that's how the shame is nikba. And also the din of Ein Mevad L'Nisr L'Chatchil L'Chor isn't Shaykh here. Because there's no Isser. It's considered Kulo Heter. As long as you have a robe, it's considered Kulo Heter. Okay, there's a lot more to say obviously on this, the big topic. But we'll conclude here. And hopefully, Nachsor V'Nishna Perek Zeh, I hope. And it's called Lil Modulami, Lishma Vlas, Lakhaim is called Ibrahim Sam, Tarasu Behava, Main Via Main. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.